The PC's name was Dorsey. I'd seen him before. Probably at Pino's. He was medium height, medium build, and looked to be in his late 40s. He was in shirt sleeves and slacks and penny loafers. I could see my recorder tape tucked into his shirt pocket. Exhibit A. I told him about the incident in the gym, omitting Morelli's name, leaving Dorsey to think the identity of my rescuer was unknown. If the police wanted to believe Morelli'd left town, that was fine with me. I still had hopes of bringing him in and collecting my money. Dorsey took a lot of notes and looked knowingly at the patrolman. He didn't seem surprised. I suppose if you're a cop long enough, nothing surprises you. When they left, I shut off the coffee maker, closed and locked the bedroom window, grabbed my pocketbook, and squared my shoulders to what I knew awaited me in the hall. I was going to have to make my way past Mrs. Orbach, Mr. Grossman, Mrs. Finesmith, Mr. Woleski, and who knows how many others. They would want to know the details, and I wasn't up to imparting details. I put my head down, shouted apologies, and went straight for the stairs, knowing that would slow them. I bolted out of the building and ran to the Cherokee. I took St. James to Olden and cut across Trenton to Stark. It would have been easier to go straight to St. Francis Hospital, but I wanted to get Jackie. I barreled down Stark and passed the gym without a sideways glance. As far as I was concerned, Ramirez was finished. If he slipped through the loopholes of the law on this one, I'd get him myself. I'd cut off his dick with a carving knife if I had to. Jackie was coming out of the corner bar, where I imagined she'd had breakfast. I screeched to a stop and half hung out the door. "Get in!" I yelled to Jackie. "What's this about?" "Lula's in the hospital. Ramirez got to her." "Oh, God," she wailed. "I was so afraid. I knew something was wrong. How bad is it?" "I honestly don't know. I found her on my fire escape just now. Ramirez had left her tied there as a message to me. She's unconscious."